Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, my first thought is I hope he's okay.
Of course.
Because I'm trying to think. Approached Jan in 92 about, should we do a show together? About a year later, said, what if we went to lunch with Majors and see if he would join us? He decided yes. So he was with us for maybe 6-7 years. Then when we went our separate ways, he stepped away. Then about a year or two later, said, hey, I want to come back. Do you want me on the show? Did. And then periodically from L.A. and now Palm Desert, Palm Springs. My point is, I don't remember a single time that Majors was supposed to be there and wasn't there. Prompt, reliable, and excellent as always. So hope all is well. I will follow up. Did send him a text. If he still calls in, that'd be great. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow we could still talk to him. Now, the reason why we're having Paul on, and since I've been here at CCO, Paul's been on dozens of times. Kathy Werzer, working with Channel 2, has put together a show, a two-hour show called Broadcast Wars. Basic idea is local news and anchors were such big shots, were so impactful, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Where are they at now? And I saw the Neil Justin story on it. And Kathy, quality human being, and very good at what she does, and well-respected. She interviewed a lot of people. And some pretty telling comments on how ugly, how funny, how insulting it could get. Now, I'm not suggesting 2024, Dave Harrigan, with local news in our town, there isn't some of that still out there where it's incredibly competitive, probably unfair, ego-driven, and also very well done. There are still a number of television journalists who are excellent at what they do. Excellent. There are still anchors in this town who are very good at what they do. Do they have the status and stature of the big three in this town? They don't. The big three, in whatever order you want to put them in, it's clear. It's Dave Moore, it's Paul Majors, and it's Don Shelby. Now, we've had other very good ones. Paul's brother Ron, we mentioned Frank yesterday, and Amelia, the great run they've had. Julie Nelson. I'm just talking the news side. I'm not talking sports and weather, because obviously Rosie and Bell and Joe Schmidt, there's a lot of people who've been around for a long time. Randy Myers had a great run.
The main anchors.
I will fully admit, as an individual who wakes up, I wake up at, about 12:45 to start prepping. No, as somebody who wakes up and pays really close attention to what's going on locally because it's my job. There's no reason, hey, well, great work. No, I'm supposed to. You're supposed to work out at your job. I will go to the websites a lot. Do I watch local news nearly as much as I used to? I don't. I have so many other ways that I didn't have in the 80s and 90s to consume what's going on, including go to WCCOTV.com, go to care11.com. I'm doing this. I'm paying attention. So you also have an endless amount of other options, right? You got Fox News. You got CNN. You got MSNBC. You have social media. You have X in particular. You have TikTok. You name it. Numbers are definitely down. Percentages, they still matter. Anchors are still paid significant money. Are they paid what Majors and Shelby were making? Highly, highly doubtful. Text me, because we'll get Jason in since we don't have Paul. Are the salad days of local TV done? Are we romanticizing that? Because I've lived here 95% of my life. Almost jumped into the TV news business a couple times. Once I was asked by KSTP to fly to Duluth and read off the teleprompter a couple times. And see if I wanted to be the main guy. I didn't believe in any way that was my strength. Wasn't convinced I wanted to do it. Love what I was doing. And also thought, let's see. I talk to this Majors guy every day. He's a monster. Shelby's right with him. Are these the two guys I want to compete with?
You're scared. That's what I'm hearing.
Maybe I was. I liked the regular gig. And then almost went to 9 to do sports about 15 years ago or so.
Then you looked around and saw Rosen, Shaver.
Scared again, Schmidt. I think, is what I'm saying.
Scared.
I like the play-by-play stuff. I like this better. And I know those guys are really good at this, and gals are really good. Me reading the teleprompter, I don't think that plays to what I do best. But there are individuals who are brilliant at it. Are highly talented at it. So is that era over when they are huge celebrities? I went out with Majors enough in the 90s when it was a happening going out with that guy, right? All eyeballs. I don't know if that happens to people now. Do people care about that? Is it, I mean, most of the time, local news stays out of the political dialogue. Like someone texter was saying, I hope we're not talking Trump all the time. We didn't talk Trump a second yesterday. We talked Trump today on gas prices and then basically me saying, knock it off. Go have fun with your relatives who voted for Trump. So I was doing the opposite. I don't know, Dave. The audience is caught up in so many different ways. The overall TV numbers have dropped so much. I think it's going to take a pretty dramatic change to have the anchors be as significant as they are. But, I mean, the guys about to come in who left TV, Jason DeRussia, very recognizable. These names are still impactful and compensated. At the level they were back then, I don't think so. What does Jason think? What do you think? What do you want to say? And I'd encourage you. Well, I'm going to watch it. Broadcast Wars, Kathy Werzer's presentation tonight on Channel 2. Chime in if you'd like. 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Among the texts, Chad, your deranged broadcaster, wait for it, another liberal scumbag.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot, right?
Was that related to anything or just like someone just had like acid reflux and just belched that out?
I don't know, because in this hour, first of all, I said I could be a conductor, you know, for the performances,
yeah,
not for the practices. I said parades, unless you got a really a family connection, you don't care. I said,
this is outrageous, by the way.
No, it's accurate.
I love parades.
Of course you do, if you're featured. Then I also said, if you're not going to see a family member because they voted for Trump, get a life. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And then we just had a television conversation. I don't know if I was much of a, I don't know, was I deranged or was it more of a liberal scumbag? What should bug me more?
Mm.
Liberal scumbag.
Do you think, like, do the people just want to get you going? Do you think?
I think that's.
Or do you think they really mean it?
I think that's some of it. Yes, I do miss salad TV. Okay, so you grew up watching television. What was your prime time to watch TV?
Ooh. Well, my parents tried very hard to get me to get out of the house because I loved watching TV.
Yeah.
And I started watching the news very young.
Yeah. So late 70s, but, early 80s?
80s. So, right. Yeah, early 80s.
Right.
Eyewitness News, which here, Channel 5 was, yeah, really the first to have popularity.
Who was the big,
I was in Chicago.
Who was the big gun in Chicago at the time?
Well, it was another, Ron Majors was a pretty big deal.
Right. That was about later.
But he was a little later.
Yeah.
It was Bill Curtis.
That's
and
right.
Walter Jacobson.
Yeah, right. Okay. So as influential as they were in the 80s, and later Ron Majors,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Amelia, Julie, Frank, mm-hmm, Randy, do they have close, similar, or the same impact now?
So it's all relative, right? So they are still the biggest celebrities in town, I would say.
Even in Chicago?
In Chicago, still like the big anchors in Chicago, mm-hmm, are, well, there's a little less longevity now. Like this, yeah, market's a little unusual where you,
yeah,
have Frank and Amelia, you've been here so long. And like,
right,
you said, like
Julie,
Randy,
Bell, Rosie was here
long
for
a time.
With so Columbus.
A little different. I do think here our big anchors still have big impact.
Yeah.
But the media environment's so different. I mean, when we were growing up watching TV and what, you know, Werzer's documentary is about, I mean, there were five channels.
Yeah, that was it. That was your
that
focus.
Was
you needed that.
You didn't have the phone. You didn't have the updates. Now you just have, you have so much competition. And yet, if you were to look at the ratings, there are still a lot of people who are watching. Now, more, the 6 is becoming maybe the bigger show, where the 10 was
Why
always
do you think
the big,
that is?
Time shifting and streaming.
Yep.
So because people, you know, you still primetime network TV still gets huge audience,
mm-hmm,
way bigger than most of the streaming shows that everybody kind of wet
so
their pants about.
Mears winning at this point, right? Is it about 6 million? Is that the ballpark where he's at? I thought I saw that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Somewhere
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so for our local news, which it used to be the 10 was the biggest audience.
Yeah.
Now you may notice they promote more like special stories at 6 because people are, if you start watching primetime TV, even if you're watching CBS or NBC, Maybe you are recording it and you start at 7:20 instead of 7, so you can fast forward, or maybe you're Netflixing.
Right.
So the 10 o'clock is less of appointment TV.
Okay. All these local networks in town and elsewhere also trying to do a lot of online stuff.
Yeah.
So where do you think local news is at in 5-10 years?
I think it's largely going to be consumed the same way it is consumed today.
Yeah.
I think all the online streaming stuff is cute. It's because Wall Street likes growth, and you can have huge growth when you started with 7 people streaming.
Right.
So
you get
great.
To, you get to 21. We're up 300%.
Now, in the meantime, your poor morning anchor, who used to be on TV for 3.5 hours, is now on for 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, oh, look, you know, I always said, now there are more people doing this now, but it's mostly an investment in future infrastructure. It's not really where the audience is today.
But
still the same old way.
Morning radio is still a moneymaker, right?
Oh, yeah. Morning TV, too. All of it's making money. You would not, that is the funny thing. Like, you wouldn't have 4 TV stations with this very labor intensive staff.
Yeah.
If it wasn't profitable, it's still profitable.
It is crazy to me. How much time is devoted locally, right? I mean,
it's, people want convenience overall, so they want the news to be there when they want it, which is a very difficult way to run a news organization.
Yeah, that is. We'll talk a little Canopy. Then Jason is going to take you home. Are you working tomorrow?
Heck yeah.
Of course I am.
I love America.
Cook, you
Why wouldn't
tomorrow?
I be here?
This buffoon right here, that guy, he's not working tomorrow.
Pathetic.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Fine by me.